I mean, I put the packets in the chat and I emailed them to Mr. Merzel and Dr. Presby.
Thank you.
If anyone else needs, let me know.
Okay. Packet Lamed Zion. Being a Kiddush al Yayin Megula. So I told you, I had this Shiloh just recently that we had a bottle of wine in the fridge and it was covered with a stopper, you know. And then, I don't know, somehow somebody opened the fridge and the stopper came off. And then the bottle of wine was put on the counter. And then I came back, which was hours later, and it was still uncovered. And it was like a nice amount of wine still in the that we were going to use for next Shabbos. And it was uncovered for several hours. And so the question is, could we use it for Kiddush for next Shabbos? Is this a problem of Yayin Megula? Because now, what is the issue of Yayin Megula? So we know there's a din of Mayim Megula not to drink water that was Megula because of a snake might have put in, you know, its poison in the water. But Shaila is, in our homes, Bez Hashem, the snakes are not matzoi, Bez Hashem. But still, there might be an issue of Kiddush. A Kiddush might be a separate halacha. That maybe it's still not proper to make Kiddush on something that is not as chashuv because of what transpired. The pasuk in Malachi, Pasuk in Malachi, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches. Sagishon iver livzboach ein ra. If you will take an animal that's blind, and you think it's not a problem. So, or sagishu piseach, a lame animal, bechola ein ra, and you think, you know, there's no problem. So think about it twice. Would you do that to your own governor? Will he like that? In other words, so the idea is that the standard that we have to use on the Mizbeach is at least the same standard that we would use if we would give it to some person that is of the high stature in the government or whatever, so we can't do anything less for Kiddush or for Mizbeach and things like that. And if you take a look in the Sefer Shari Simcha, page 5, is the Sefer Shari Simcha by Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ibn Giat. And he called the Sefer Me'a Sha'arim. So he writes over here, Ein Omim Kiddush Hayom El Al Yayin Aroy L'Nasech Al Gabi Zvech. Hotzi Sherech Hora, Gula. In other words, even though you might filter it with a sieve, the poison of a snake, that's only when you will koshish for nachash. Kolhege de lochashin le nachash. Avopi de lochayfin nami roi hu lomar lo bor piagofin. So you can make a bor piagofin if there's no chashash of a nachash. But look what he says. The Omar Shmuel Bar Levi. Shmuel Bar Levi says, "Al Hashni Lo Kapti Group the Ishri Lo Hashin Leres Nachash Avopi the Lo Shayfin Bin Rusanenis." Even though you didn't filter it, Omar Lo Bar Levi.
Who is Shmuel Halevi?
Who is Shmuel Halevi? Well, no, Rishon of sorts. Omer love bar pi agafin el she'ain mekachim love kiddush hayom. In other words, but for kiddush is a higher standard. So even though you can drink it, you can make a bar pi agafin, but for kiddush you don't do it because hakiven ol tachasa. In other words, would you do it? Would you give that to your own governor, etc.? So that's the idea, and that's brought down in the tour on page 8, the second line, Kosov Arit Geis, a few ha'idna deloka, and that's the Arit Geis is the he says, he brings it down, a few ha'idna deloka p'din and agiloi, even though today we're not so makbid on giloi because the nechashim are not matzoi, ain't mekachin alof. So you still, you shouldn't make kiddush. So that was my concern.
What's the havamina not to make berei piagafen? Because it's a sakana, or what's the?
You know, it was berei piagafen is also a bracha of chashivas. It was really you should make more pereitz. But it's a chashivas. You make a bar pi agafen, but maybe that chashivas is lost because it's megula. So he says, okay, that much we're not going to penalize you. You can still make a bar pi agafen, but to make kiddush, that's a higher level, and that you need a higher standard. And the Magen Avraham says here, page 9. He says, if it's just a little bit or a small amount of time that it was Magula, you don't have to worry. Especially in these places, what are we going to just throw out the wine? You know, don't use it for Kiddush. You don't have so many. It's not like today. You just go down the block. There's a liquor store on every block here. You know, so, but time of Medina Thelu and Magen Avraham speaking, Eina Yain Motzah Kokach. We can have Hapachos Taz, Gonim Lo Kapti B'Din the Evid, El Im Kein, Gomer Reichel V'Tamo. In other words, even the offices aren't so makpid, unless it's the Reach, Tam is no good anymore.
So in Rabbi's case, where it was open for a few hours, it would, according to this, it would still be fine.
I don't know.
According to this Magen Avraham,
that's not muetes.
Meaning, what's that's the definition muetes. Of muetes? What's the definition? A few hours is nothing. It's not going to go bad in a few hours. Maybe a few days, but not a few hours.
No, but a snake could have come. A snake.
No, we're not worried about snakes anymore.
Yeah.
So I think he's speaking like you leave it for you, like you pour the kiddush cup, then you go do something, you go check on the kids or something, I don't know, and you come back.
Right. So I thought this is not shamuetas.
But how do you define shamuetas? What's the kula of the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham saying, especially here where wine isn't so common, it's not easy. We're looking to be makel on people, you know?
Right.
What kind of a cool is it if Muetas only meant 5-10 minutes? It obviously means a few hours, you know, at least. You know?
Right. You're right. I mean, the Lashon here is Norma Reich over time, right? So it could be right. It could be that. I don't show them what
to in order for it to like, lose its Reich like on time, though, time, that's a long time.
Well,
that would take it would take a long time for it to lose its Reicho and Taimo.
Right, so that's why
we're talking about maybe a few days, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. Shamuatis usually means something much less than a few days. So Shamuatis. So I'm still a little bit concerned. Yeah.
Say if eyes there are people around.
Left the wine bottle unopened on the table. Yeah. We'll see.
There's another issue which I assume we'll see, but I remember when we learned about Yayin Mevushal, that with Yayin Mevushal there's no issue of Megula. I remember in Rav.
Right.
So isn't your wine Yayin Mevushal?
Right. So as Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman pointed out, if you say Yayin Mevushal is not a problem, so then that would also solve the issue.
If I remember rightly, Rav Eliashiv said it in one of the previous packets.
Right. The only question was, Eliashiv was machmir that maybe and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was machmir that our wines are not said in Mevushal. Even if it says Mevushal, because we have the, if Shlomo Zalman was afraid that the that it's not Niker, any difference. We'll see. So that could be a solution.
Abby, the funny thing is that the way we learned Mevushal, it lost its Reach and its Tam. No? Wasn't that how we learned what Mevushal meant? That it's so bad that it lost its Reach and its Tam.
Right.
So is that because a snake's not attracted to such a wine, or a snake doesn't care what kind of wine? I mean, he's just coming to drink. If it was water, it's also a problem.
No, the snakes in Eretz Yisrael were Tamidei Chachamim, and they could distinguish.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not talking about the Nachash HaKadmoini, you know.
Snakes are a room we call Adam, you know? That's...
Right. Oh, so let's look in the Birkei Yosef on page 11. It says like this. Misha hayul fun of shnei karkanim shal yayim. He has two bottles of wine. Umidei kosma achas mehem. So he fill up one coast. Because he made Kiddush, and then he was told that you made Kiddush on Yayin Megula. Wow. So Birkei Yosef was raising a question. If you made Kiddush already on Yayin Megula, so you have another. Do you have to make another Kiddush? So he quotes the Gemara Menachos. Take a look at the Gemara Menachos. Yeah, I'll show you the Gemara on page 12. Gemara says, Itmar, Samach Dalar Amral, Shochet Shtei Chatol Shel Tzibur. Yeah. Go a little further down. first word I learned is nimtzes. V'amar Rav, ha'yul for shnei chatos, achas shmeina v'achas tchusha. He had two carbonates in front of you. One is a shmeina, and one a fat one. One is a lean one. Shachat shmeina v'achas tchusha.
What's the chiyuv? Are you talking about on Shabbos?
Yes, because if it wouldn't be on Shabbos,
there's no chatos on Shabbos.
No, here, look at Rashi. Shachar b'Shabbos beis chatos shul tzibur.
From tzibur, there can be on Shabbos.
Echad min tzibur evadazor tzibur regel b'Shabbos shetocha regel. So it was a tzibur chatos of the regel that fell on Shabbos. So you shechted one. Is chayiv because you had no right to shecht the second one. But kchusha v'chach shmeina potter. V'lo'od el omrim lo havei shmeina l'chatchilo shchot. In other words, if you shechted it's unbelievable halacha that if you shechted a korban chatas on Shabbos a shel tzibur. And it was kachusha, so you yotze, but now you had a better one. So now you shechted the second one, but not only we say it's not a problem, l'chatchila will tell you to do that. But if you shechted the first, in other words, Sfarim write, you see from here that you can be mechal Shabbos for hider mitzvah. In other words, what right do I have to shech the second korban. I was yotze with the first one. It's not the most mehudidik. It was the kusha, but I shechted it, and now so we tell you you're allowed lechatchila to shech the shmeina.
That's the only time the Rambam has it. The Rambam only has hider mitzvah in this case.
Yeah,
he doesn't say it.
Right. So the Rav Harari brings up. Go back to the Birkei Yosef on page 11. First word in the line is Harambam. What's the idea? It's mehudir. Hakriveu lo v'fechasecha. You can mechal Shabbos for hakriveu lo v'fechasecha to give him all mehudir dik a korban. Look how many malachas you're going to be doing, right? To shech the korban and even if you want to say that you're yotzei b'diavad b'diayin megula, but it's still lacking. It would be if we allow you to shech, so certainly we should allow you to make a second kiddush, or maybe even encouraging you to make the second kiddush. As you can make a second shechita, and that's going to be involved with. So why shouldn't you be able to make a second kiddush? Maybe we should encourage you to make a second kiddush, because you made the first kiddush on Yayin Megula. Wow, fascinating, fascinating. So that's the discussion in the Birkei Yosef. Friday night. So let's take a look.
It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't bring Hiddur Mitzvah down at all, except for this case.
He said, yeah.
He certainly breaks it down by Neros Chanukah, doesn't he? And also by a Bris Milah.
No. No, he doesn't bring it. That's the only time. He doesn't bring, like, Tzitzis Na'eh, and he doesn't bring it. Oh, by it.
Yeah, so look at the Kaf HaChayim on page 18. Kiddush b'di'evel yai megula yai bebirkei Yosef is imtzad v'zev nira d'daito tzorch lachzul l'kaddish v'ed hela aram machane Yehuda v'yotzav tzorch lachzul l'kaddish v'vir pesach v'vir v'lo ni ezad nira d'hador kosher l'omer lo lachzul l'kaddish v'ahar d'kayim alon kiddush ol yai d'rabban v'frat b'zman hazed lo kumtino gilu v'ro b'nei adam shosim oso v'ish lomer v'achas shanasa ma'isik v'ar kiddush yotzav b'di'evel yai tzorch lachzul l'kaddish. Bottom line is, he doesn't think you're going to make another kiddush still the wine is still pretty good, and like Rav Avram Levitt said, if you mamish would it would be Megula for months, maybe, you know. And it's, but even my case, but that's only B'diyev. The shaila is, should I have made Kiddush L'chatchila the next Shabbos by the fact that it was. So if you look in the...
I mean, obviously the best thing is to use the best wine available for Kiddush. So that's the real...
I tell you, what I did was I opened up a new wine and I made Friday night Kiddush on the new wine. And I used that. I used it for maybe the daytime, the day Kiddush. Because the new wine was a smaller bottle, so we were able to finish the whole, that whole new bottle Friday night. And in the day, I made Kiddush on this. So the day, I was more Mako. And now we learned the Nachal Shiva yesterday that, you just need a Heker. So, just like he said, so this for sure is a Heker. And take a look in the bottom of page 18. And near on the right, in a klisha liyam unach b'tachshid a tevo migdol, avol pishak kli megula avim segurim enu nifsal b'kach elukain nomer reichu v'tavo. I think I discovered Rav Abadi. I think once said to me, like, say it would be in the fridge. Maybe said in a little different context, but a similar idea. If it would be in the fridge, and even though the cap came off, but it's in a sheet of tevo migdol. It's enclosed. Ravel Pisha Kali Megula. In Haim Skurim, but the Teva is Sogar, right? Ainu Nifso Makach Elim Kain Nomer Reicha V'Tamo, which certainly is not going to happen in a fridge like that. The only question is, well, our case is we didn't leave it in the fridge. It was put on the counter. And if you take a look here in the Sefer Mekadesh HaShabbos on page 20, first he says, "V'shut divrei Malkiyo." So Shut Divrei Malkiyah has a whole discussion of these things. So he writes. Over here that what that the Hainu time of the Iker Chashash Gilu would be a main of whom Mishum Chashash Yiblu Toch Hayayin Eze Dover Sheinu Noki. It's really. Today, it's not so much the Chashim, it's more but some dirt will fall in. Okay, establishing heise magula rakas man who are then bachel sheyapil al shamed the dover. Vaaf the avozar mashma demand the kapit and the kiyusa ein manichu magula af shamu muet. This heinu shenizel chatchila shehem mechuzet amid. The shears man muet kasa b'shut divrei malkiel uve erech esri minute. That's what he thinks. If it's like 20 minutes, then it's okay. But if it gets more than that, then
I respectfully disagree with that.
I know you do.
Right.
I know you do.
Because even the Ramah is careful to write that once it loses its smell and its taste, then it's no good. But until then, it's still fine. Even the Ramah said that.
So he says, yeah, take a look here on page 22, when after the Kafachayim, so he says, second arrow, when he speaks about that if the Kli, Shalyai Munach, Betoch, Shida, Tevel, Migdol, it's okay. Kol Shekin, Shu, Munach, Betoch, Aron, HaMekarer, that's a Macholim. Certainly, if it's going to be in the fridge, and fridge there, Kayotis, Shomer, Yash, Loyofu, Erichu, Vitamo, Vechashash, Shehiblu, Shom, Dvar, Machem, Ravadai, Delek, Hashash. But he says, Omnam, the Tosef Shabbos, that's a separate safer, I put it in the packet here. Fosav, the Fimash, Fosav, Tars Chaim. Tars Chaim says a different shot. The Psul of Yain, Magulo, Kudish, Mushum Shahu, Neged, Yain, and Mushumer, Lotzadik, and Losidovo. That the yayin is of Kiddush is connected the yayin that's meshumer letzadik losi lovel to tomer v'gonis. Ayin l'rosim fize afilu shamuot l'sheish l'hakpid. So that's an extra chumra.
Who's that, Ruchan Sanzer?
No, the Torah's chayim here. You want to see? Take a look on page 13. Going over to page 14, the Avraham Chaim Shur. It's a classic sefer on certain mesechtes. He says that it's a special din that the yayin is meshumer. The yayin of Kiddush is the yayin that's meshumer. The yayin of Kiddush and Rebbezul also yayin of Shumer Banovav. So he says maybe it should be, you should even be machmir. So there is a svara to be machmir, even very short. Some people are very machmir that they don't want to keep the wine even on the table. They'll make sure that the wine is not kept. I'm tougher. That's what I try to do with Chathila. But there is no, a...
I would respectfully disagree with Rabbi Levitt on what he said before, because if you say it's only when it's Megula till it loses its time and Reach, once it's lost the time and Reach, I don't care why it was lost its time and Reach, because it's Megula or otherwise, it's not going to be good anymore for Kiddush. It's not hakrivel nalefechasecha. So therefore, the shear, if you're going to say there's anything to the question of Magula, it must be a shear less than that.
Yeah, but you have to remember that we're going with the assumption, like the Shulchan Aruch writes, that we're not concerned about Yain Magula anymore. Afilo, the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilo heina delay kapdina na giloi. So what's the kapeda on giloi? The only kapeda is the tam and the reach.
Not a kapeda on giloi.
That's what the kapeda on tam is saying.
That's a kapeda on tam berech. Has nothing to do with the giloi part.
That's what the Magen Avraham I think is saying. The whole kapeda on yain megula today is the tam and the reach.
Yeah. So we'll argue more in a second.
Maybe.
But let's take a look on page 18. In the kafachayim ozayin. He writes, So that's an important thing. In other words, it should either be that it loses its tam reyach or over alav laila achas magula. Mashma ha over alav laila achas avol pishalo nomer deichov tam nifsol kiddush. So in other words, if somebody would have left the bottle of wine out on the counter overnight, so then that's more of a svara that we should be machmir not to use it for kiddush. Yeah, but so that's why I was more. So Lamaisa, I was more machmer, like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman said, like to be more machmer and things Friday night. But I used it for Shabbos day, and this is another tzira that wasn't gone. It didn't lose the reich of a tamo, and it didn't. It wasn't over a lav lailachas. And lailachas, I don't know. You know, in Lila, everything's dark. That's when the spooks come out and the things come out. And so it wasn't a whole Lila. And so I was machmir for Kiddush Balayla with that, but I used it for Kiddush Bayom. But he says, but the Ben Ish Chai, then because of Ben Ish Chai, we are Tosa Shabbos because of the feeling moment, Begula Shamuatis, he's lachmir. But the Tosefa Shabbos says, even a shom wetis, he should be machmir. Al kain lachatchila, he's nizar milon licha mabula afil shom wetis. Over the yeved, ein lifsol ki ima nomer. So he says lachatchila, you shouldn't even use it a shom wetis. With the yeved, you only pass a lid if it doesn't have retam bereich. O shah over alav lay lachas. So in our case, it was a couple of hours that it was out, but it wasn't overnight. But overnight, then, could be that I would have been machmir even for kiddush of the day, you know. So these.
I mean, it also makes sense because if you think about it, let's say you open a bottle of wine for a meal, the meal could be 3 hours long, and it could sit on the table, and right. Then when you're done, you put it away. So right. What? Then you can't use the wine for the
right, next right. Some bring a raya from the Pesach Seder that you. It depends how long your Pesach Seder goes. You could have the kos right. It'd be a long time that it's right. So
yeah, but you're there. So you're there. You're watching it.
I think the 20-minute thing is, you know, 20 minutes doesn't make any sense.
Okay, but Lamaisa, Chachila, we should try our best. But what Rav Harari pointed out is that the Pesach Seder you're there, so you see if something's coming in. You went to sleep and you left a bottle of wine on the counter and it was uncovered. So meager, then you could still drink from it, but for using it for Kiddush, maybe you shouldn't use it for Kiddush.
What kind of din does it have if it's in the refrigerator, but it's
so
not cold?
The refrigerator, he says, is more cold, like the Sefer Mekadesh Rabba says, because the refrigerator is enclosed and it keeps fresh. So that's what the Sefer Mekadesh Shabbos said on page 22. That just like the Kaf HaChaim says, if it's munach beteva, so that it's okay. So he says Kal V'chomer that if it was put in the fridge, it should be okay.
Maybe you could say all right. Yeah. Maybe you could say something like what the Rav said by Bishul Lakum, is that the tam was because of the siba was because of the snake, but the halos, when they gazered on it, was Alps Megula.
Yeah, okay. See. Okay, Rav, so we're going to continue. As I said, I want to finish the Yayin topic, so Mezushab, hopefully next week we'll finish. So we'll start with Pakin Lamed Ches. On Monday, Bez Hashem, and now we'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll do Parsha. Okay, have a good Shabbos, and we'll do Parsha.
One and all.
Okay. Sorry.